Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Kerry Benninghoff, who is representative from 171st District. He is also the Pennsylvania House Majority Leader, and he joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Majority Leader Benninghoff, appreciate you being back on KDK Radio. Good morning.
It's our pleasure. Always glad to be on with you guys.
Very serious subject, though, that you're confronting and want to look at. Governor Tom Wolf and his team, based on what transpired during COVID-19, if you'd like to explain what you announced yesterday and what you're interested in finding out.
Well, we announced yesterday officially that we were going to be having our House Oversight Committee, which is a bipartisan committee, 5 Republicans, 4 Democrats, doing an investigation into the handling of the nursing home and long-term care facilities and administrations placing positive COVID patients intermixed with patients that were not positive COVID. As you may know, Pennsylvania lost 12,500 plus individuals in nursing homes and long-term care settings. That's over half of the individuals in Pennsylvania we lost from COVID. And I think it warrants looking into it, how those decisions were made, who they made those decisions, and whether, you know, this was appropriate. And more importantly, would those same decisions be made in the future?
And I was livid when I read it on the state website. Very upset with that, brought it out here on air, and we talked about it many times when that decision was first unveiled to the public. Why now for the investigation with an acting health secretary, Allison Beam, who had nothing to do with it? Why the investigation now instead of when, say, Dr. Rachel Levine was in charge?
Well, as you know, this has been kind of ongoing. We've been kind of wrestling back and forth on these different decisions. Nobody really knew exactly what was happening with COVID. It happened kind of fast. But at the end of the day, many families still have concerns about that, have raised questions, have brought it to our different legislators across the Commonwealth. And I think the icing on the cake was the last couple of weeks during the appropriations hearing when these departments were asked how these decisions were made, who made them. Our members just didn't get answers. When the Department of Aging was testifying, they were asked whether they were participating in those decisions. It seems though they were not, and there was a lot of lack of communications between the Department of Health and the Department of Aging. So the question begs to ask, who was making these decisions? Why do we make these decisions? And the more you think about this, it seems on the surface, even to the average citizen, why would you be putting positive COVID patients in with people that were not positive for COVID, especially the most vulnerable population? One thing we all kind of consistently agreed upon was that our elderly, our friends, our family, our fathers, our brothers, you know, our veterans, you know, they're going to be the most vulnerable. They're older. They have other comorbidity problems. Why would you commingle them in nursing homes? There had to be other settings. And different people like Pennsylvania Healthcare Alliance and those individuals, you know, they apparently said, please don't do this. We don't have equipment. We don't have enough manpower. This is not a good setting. And as you see where the totals have taken us, it warrants looking into this. And you know what? Maybe we don't find anything. But at the end of the day, I think Pennsylvanians need the assurance that these decisions were warranted and, more importantly, that we make good decisions for the future.
We're with Pennsylvania House Majority Leader Kerry Benninghoff. It seems as if the state has said that the issue at the moment in the pandemic emergency was the fact that the hospital concerns of being overrun with patients. So when a patient would be positive and then would leave the hospital, where else would they go? And they mandated they take them back in the nursing homes. And therein lies the question, correct? That's what you're challenging.
Absolutely. And as we saw very quickly, our hospitals did not get overrun. As you know, in the last 4 or 5 months, the conversation is how are the financial situations for our local hospitals, because they also shut down a lot of their elective surgeries and those types of things and took a financial hit. So capacity wasn't necessarily a problem for very long. More importantly, there still could have been the ability to try to not have them commingling with patients who did not have COVID. You would think in a hospital or a larger facility like that, one has more equipment, two has more manpower, that you could isolate them in a particular wing much better than you can in some of these nursing facilities. Keep in mind, these nursing facilities, you know, they range from 25 people to maybe 85 people. They're not all as big as many of our hospitals, but more importantly, you don't have designated staff. You have people that are cross-pollinating between different parts of the facility because they don't have much manpower going from COVID patients to non-COVID patients. We got calls throughout this last year, even our local dentist's office, who could not get enough protective gear. We had to be wrestling with the Pima individuals in order to get more of this equipment. You can only imagine what it was like for nursing homes, who generally operate on shoestring budgets.
Yeah, and Jamie Martinez of Spotlight Pennsylvania joined us yesterday to talk about a report that she wrote, an investigative report about the reporting data from nursing homes, noting that 145 facilities still had missing data regarding the COVID-19 situation. Do you fear that the number of deaths could actually be worse than is currently being reported?
Well, it's not a matter of being fearful whether they're worse. It's about being frustrated that we don't know what the numbers are. And I think that's probably some of the drive behind us. We're calling on this oversight committee to look into this, that there's just too many unanswered questions. And yes, we need that data. That's how we learn in healthcare. That's how we make better preparations for other events in the future. I've talked to even the Statewide Coroners Association, and they too have been frustrated because by law, they are to be notified of infectious diseases, deaths that are caused by infectious diseases. And this correlation has not happened very well throughout the last year. They believe that their numbers are different than what a lot of the Department of Health's numbers are. This inconsistency is not right, and Pennsylvanians should expect and deserve better than that.
How long a process do you believe this will be to get to the data and information you're looking for?
Well, we deliberately have not set a timeline to it because we want it done fairly, we want it done thoroughly, and we want it to be done accurate. So to sit there and say it has to be done in 5 or 6 weeks, to me, would put unnecessary pressure on. We want it done thoroughly. And the fact that it is a bipartisan committee, we want them to take the time that they need. But obviously, you know, it's just something we want to get a report done and get it out to the public.
You said it's bipartisan, and we're glad to hear that.
Yes.
Is there a chance that criminal charges could be filed against anybody in the administration?
I think it'd be premature to say something along those lines because, like I said, we are not going into this looking for a specific problem. We are looking to see where the evidence takes us.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing. Pennsylvania House Majority Leader Carrie Benninghoff, the 171st Legislative District. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us, and thank you for keeping your listeners informed.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.